Hank. You know, certainly the weekend news was gobbled up by the admission, I guess. I don't know if you own the place, you can be a whistleblower, but Elon Musk showing us that the FBI, DOJ, working with Twitter executives to censor information, and it struck me that I'd heard kind of a story like this before, and it reminded me of our friend John Sutz and their efforts to save Afghans from their imminent demise in Afghanistan after we abandoned them there. And I wanted to find out how their case against Twitter is going. John, welcome back. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me on, Joe.
So take us back. First, tell us, remind us that this is a case. You did a documentary, well narrated, by the way, I think award winning, about the pursuit of just trying to raise money and what Twitter did to your organization when you were trying to raise money to get these Afghans out of harm's way.
Well, it wasn't my organization. I came up with the idea. I developed a very close friendship with an Afghan native who served four tours as a translator for U.S. Special Forces in Afghanistan. He earned his citizenship, and the promise was made that his family would be extracted from Afghanistan. They would have a pathway to join him here in America because of his service. And due to, I don't know, State Department snafus, it was delayed, delayed, delayed. And then the fall of Afghanistan in 2021, August, when Biden yanked out all of our forces, which caused the Afghan national government and the military and intelligence apparatus to collapse because they knew they had no protection. Mm-hmm. So I came up with the fundraising concept to raise his to rescue his family and another family he introduced me to. And that's the genesis of it. So I came up with the name, the Afghan Ally Rescue Campaign, and I pitched it to several nonprofits. Of the nonprofits that I pitched it to, one decided to pick it up, the Abramowitz Foundation. So they sponsored me to produce the campaign and produce the promotional video. And that sort of sets the stage. It was just it's a 501c3 nonprofit, mm-hmm. in good standing with the IRS. And when I registered the business accounts for the organization on Twitter, it was a very quiet 501c3. They offered to sell me a promotion for this project. And that's where the story picks up.
And you gave them cash money, and they said, okay, great. Tell me, remind everyone how many impressions you were supposed to get for your promotional money.
Right. So neither of us had ever bought a social media campaign. I'm a content creator. There are other people out there who specialize in promotions. And I suggested to the client, to my sponsor, they're offering a 5-day promotion campaign for $250, and they say that in writing that we should expect between 5,600 and 14,000 impressions per day.
Wow.
Meaning people who would see the ad, whether or not they would, the video, my 3-minute promotion video for the fundraiser, and follow the link. We don't know how many people will do it, but at least roughly somewhere between them, those numbers would see it, and it would show up on their feed. And we went ahead and did it. And by day three, I got curious and looked in on the dashboard, and there was zero impressions.
And that's when you asked Twitter what up, and they said, just to cut to the chase, that you had violated some policy regarding your content, and your content was simply, hey, these families are stuck here, let's get them out. You can watch the video there, you can go to it, and they still, have they yet told you what policy you violated or put your account back in, good graces?
The short answer is no. And just for the tech savvy among your audience, this was not machine generated letters that they were sending me, that I had interaction with them. The first step was in regard to the dashboard was click here if you would like, information on how to boost your visibility, to contact Twitter, da, da, da. So I did it, and it automatically spit out a thing on how an email on how to boost traffic. That it's just a generic thing, mm-hmm. but it said, so click here if you would like a manual review. So I clicked there and I got an email back saying that we have reviewed your campaign, your promotion, and determined it's in violation of our policies. And then it goes into a series of bullet points. some common reasons for rejection are misinformation, disinformation, incitement, selling fake COVID cures, selling fake hand sanitizer. Once you fix the problem, we will turn it back on. So I replied to it, and I said, how am I supposed to fix what you won't tell me is wrong? Yeah. What policy did I violate? And they sent me back another email saying, would you like us to re-manually review the campaign? I said, yes. And all they did at that point was they just kept sending me the same email letter back. You know, here are some common reasons.
So how is the family? I mean, are they surviving? Are they still in hiding in Afghanistan?
Well, there's a big part of the story that we're jumping over. The part we're jumping over is the same time they are rejecting, they've stopped my campaign to rescue people, U.S. allies, from the Taliban. They are at the same time enabling the top five leaders of the Taliban.
Yeah, no, that's the part of the documentary that really blows your mind. And then you get Louis Farrakhan and all of these inciters of hate and violence that you did nothing of. So now with this admission, before we have to run to the news at 8, John, you know, what is your hope that now that Twitter has taken us behind the curtain, that you can get out of, quote, Twitter jail?
Well, I'm not into it. We're not in Twitter jail. We're just somewhere in some no man's land where the promotion has been shut down. They won't tell us why. And, you know, when you correlate this to the fact, and this is a fact, that Vox, of all places, a left-leaning news site, rooted out that 98.7% of Twitter employees who make political donations donate to the Democrats, and that rose to over 99% in the 2022 race. You know, there might be something of some bias-driven motivation here in order to prevent embarrassment of what Biden did in Afghanistan, the cost of human lives. Mm-hmm. I've heard intelligence analysts say it's going to take two generations to rebuild the trust local sources on the ground around the world. So I think there might be some things that may come out. I've now written an open letter to Elon Musk that will be published soon as to this and how to help reform Twitter. So,
give me the direct website if somebody hears us and wants to contribute to this.
AbramowitzFoundation.org. That's A, B as in Brian, R A M as in Mary, O W I T Z Foundation.org.
Thank you, sir. You have a blessed morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
We care more about Emmett Street than Wall Street, owned by an actual mom and an actual pop. WCHB AM and FM, Charlottesville, a Monticello Media Group station. We're gonna-